sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord.
A pleasant morning to you, my sisters and brothers in Christ. My name is Father Brighton Ward, the parish priest for St. Peter and St. Anne's, North Abaco. And we thank you once again for tuning in to our Anglican Daily Devotions on this May 2nd, 2022, as we celebrate the feast of St. Philip and St. James. Let us pray. Almighty God, who gave to your apostles Philip and James grace and strength to bear witness to the truth, grant that we, being mindful of their victory of faith, may glorify in life and death the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Some words taken from St. John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, reading the 8th and 9th verse. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen the Father, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" As we reflect this Eastertide, we pause today remembering the life of the two apostles, Philip and James. And during this season, we encounter the risen Christ alive and resurrected in power and glory. By his death and resurrection, we have been challenged and presented with an opportunity to carry forth his work and ministry here on earth. However, like the two apostles, discipleship is not always as straightforward as it appears. Though Jesus' charge to us has been plainly stated, we often have the challenge of the here and now. What do I mean? The here and now speaks to where we are at this very present time in our journey in faith. It represents for us that crossroad where we all must choose. What, may you ask, is our choice? Our choice this Eastertide, friends, is to act. During this season, we cannot remain shut up for the fear of the Jews as the disciples did. In St. John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, Jesus says to his disciples that, "Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father." Our choice then is to move from what we know in our head and put that into action. Belief in the risen Lord is not simply subjected to recitation of scripture, nor is it a one-time event of verbal acceptance, but it includes both scripture and a profession of faith, but equally it involves action. Healing, proclaiming, baptizing, forgiveness of sins to the communities we have been called to serve. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witness. Grant that we, encouraged by the good example of your servants, Philip and James, may persevere in running the race that is set before us, until at last we may with them attain to your eternal joy, through Jesus Christ, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We thank you once again, brothers and sisters, for tuning into our daily devotions, and we ask that if this message has inspired you, to share with as many as possible. May God bless you this day. Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him.